Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Inland Fisheries Ireland is investigating the deaths of around 850 wild Atlantic salmon in a county Sligo River. The fish are dying in the lower Ballisadare River after migrating from the sea through the estuary at Ballisadare Bay. Dr. Cathal Gallagher, Deputy Chief Executive of the IFI, joins me now. Good morning to you, Dr. Gallagher. That this has left you scratching your heads as to what has happened here.
Yes, it's a serious issue. And in fact, I just checked this morning and we have over 900 salmon that have died in the lower part of the river. And, you know, that's an estimate where we've been physically able to catch those fish and look at them. But, you know, we don't know if there's a lot more that have already passed out through the estuary, for example. So the numbers are very, very large. And we have a full investigation underway to understand what the issue is. And by that, I mean we're looking at all the environmental factors that could contribute to something like this. We've also, with the help of other agencies like the Marine Institute, the Department of Agriculture, Food and Marine, taken away some of the fish for post-mortem analysis. So, and also we've taken a lot of water samples throughout the catchment and we're trying to get those analysed. So there's a lot of work done, but we're waiting on some of the results to come back to see if we can pinpoint exactly what the issue is.
Okay, can we look at the list of possible culprits here? Is there any obvious immediate source of pollution?
There's nothing immediately obvious, but I guess it's an investigation that's ongoing and we're still waiting on results. So it's a difficult situation, except to say that we have taken all actions to look at trying to analyse where the issue might come from and trying to wait for those results. We've also taken immediate action. And in fact, the minister last night signed an emergency bylaw to close the whole fishery from any angling activity for the immediate future.
Okay.
And there's lots of really concerned. I mean, we've had great support from the Ballisadare Fishing Club and other state agencies. So everybody is putting their shoulder to the wheel to try and understand what this issue is.
So no obvious immediate source of pollution. I know that some of the anglers had been observing that the levels in the river were very low. Could that possibly be a contributory factor?
Well, that could be. You know, we're looking at the oxygen levels in the water. We've looked at the temperature. We're looking at, you know, as I said, water samples, pH. So we have a range of parameters. Until we get all of the data back, you know, we won't be able to look at what the root cause. And in fact, you know, in some cases with issues like this, we may never be able to find out. It could be some natural occurring phenomena that has passed. So, you know, it's a difficult issue. We're hoping that, you know, we're at the peak of it and it doesn't continue. We're hoping that also in relation to the low water that, you know, we might get some increased water levels over a period and that might help. But we don't really know the answer till we get the data back.
If it is low water, are there weirs on this river that might be interrupting the passage of the salmon upstream?
Yeah, it's a very unusual catchment for anybody that knows the catchment in that there's a series in Ballisadare village itself. You'll see that there's a series of natural barriers that are there and that there is a fish pass which was installed
Ballisadare waterfalls,
a couple hundred years ago. Yeah, Ballisadare waterfalls. But, you know, what I'd have to say is that there has been some issues over the years, small numbers of fish, but this is huge numbers. And, for example, last June was a particularly hot period, if you remember, and we didn't have a similar incident then. So we just need to be careful to ensure that we understand what has triggered this issue, if we can, and is there any actions we can take.
When the temperatures do increase like that, when the water temperature increases, it means, doesn't it, that the oxygen levels in the river go down?
That's correct, and temperatures go up and the fish can become stressed and then they can, you know, this can trigger diseases which may cause the death. And I suppose the factor that's initiating that is the stress on the fish itself. And that's what sometimes happens. So we're trying to rule out, of course, there's many diseases out there fish can have as well, both naturally occurring and not. And so we're just going a stepwise process, I suppose, to establish if there's some trigger or some root cause to make sure we don't miss anything okay. that's serious.
There has been some speculation in local media that the fish were arriving into the estuary with a disease already. Does that make any sense to you?
That hasn't been established, and I wouldn't really speculate too much on what the cause is at the moment until we get some evidence. But what I have to say is that, you know, the salmon runs, you know, early in the year the reports have been poor for spring fish in particular. But there is a lot of fish that have entered this catchment, and the rumor, you know, the stories I'm hearing is that there's still a lot of fish in the estuary, which is positive in one way given the you know, the declines and numbers that we've seen over a period, you know, and that might be a factor as well, the large number of fish that are there, that might be causing some stress. So we don't really know at the moment, and it's a moving picture. We hope to have some more results early next week, mm-hmm. Monday or Tuesday, and then, you know, it'll be a step process to understand what actions we may be able to take after that.
You have a lot of river catchment to sample, a lot of potential sources of these deaths. How long typically do investigations like this take before you can arrive at a satisfactory answer?
Well, it's kind of difficult. It varies depending on the issue. So if you had a pollution issue, you're probably dealing with an active thing at the time and you're able to look and pinpoint it. We haven't found anything like that. So this is going to take as long as we can spend there looking at it. We have staff that are on site every day at the moment. We had a huge amount of people there on Tuesday doing the environmental analysis, and we've also okay. been working closely with the other agencies. So till we get results back and look at the actions, you know, we'll stay there as long as it takes to try and resolve any issue that might arise.
And just let me be clear about this. This is something that you're seeing in the Ballisadare River catchment and not in any other neighbouring rivers?
We have had no reports of anything in neighbouring rivers. And you know, what I would like to say is that if anglers or other people that are on the catchments see anything in relation to diseased fish or dying fish, that we do have a 24-hour confidential phone line, which, if you allow me, is 0818-347424. And they can report the incident on that number, and we will take immediate action. But we have had no reports to date.
Okay. 0818 347424. Dr. Cathal Gallagher, Deputy Chief Executive of Inland Fisheries Ireland, thank you very much for talking to us this morning.